Hey, it's Walt coming to you from the deck of my cruise ship. Yep, I'm on the high seas vacationing, but I'm still so excited about this week's Patreon drop. I just had to take a break to inform you that this Tuesday, September 3rd, TESD Game Night returns. Let's hear a few hilarious clips from the episode.
Well, it's not the kind of kiss that you're thinking of.
Oh, well, what other kind of kiss is there?
It's actually the band kiss.
Oh, I thought you were about Keep It Simple, stupid.
No.
And our second founding father.
You want to hear about, you want to hear about why I'm considered a kiss expert?
Okay.
That's my job to jump the gun.
Oh, man. Now can you see why I'm so excited? So join up now and get in on all the fun. All right, now I got to get back to cruising. You guys got to get back to the show.
No, you don't do drugs for a couple of years. Next thing you know, you're fucking pussy.
Maybe lose that little fucking kangaroo thing you're doing or whatever the fuck that is.
Court will take a recess. Juror number 12, please do not buy any magic beans while you're out on recess.
They're so cheap.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. Hey, Walt.
Hey.
And hey, Q.
Hello.
You're here.
Oh,
yeah.
2 weeks
in a row. Not sick. Looking good.
Feeling good.
Good.
In the middle of a sweltering heat wave.
94 degrees outside at the moment.
Is that? I thought it was supposed to be like 80s all week.
And then when I pulled up, my little thing said like 94. Yeah. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it wasn't 80s all week.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't mind. This is really my first week of summer. So I'm kind of excited by the
enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah, tour's over, shooting's over. Like, I got time to chill.
Now you're just laying poolside?
Dude, enforced aggressive relaxation going on right now.
Never have I used the adjective aggressive to describe relaxing.
I'm getting
what is that detailed?
It's saying no to every single thing, no matter what it is. And I've said no to some cool things already. And like, even in my own head, like, you know, when you calm down a bit, you start getting like creative ideas and stuff.
Yeah.
I've just been like, nope, not paying attention to them. Let them fucking marinate. Not jotting anything down. I'm just
shutting off the old brain, huh?
Everything.
Going brain dead.
Want nothing to do with nothing for at least 2 weeks.
You should have come to the master for that. I could have given you some tips.
It's only been 2 days, and it's been great. Yeah. It's been fucking great. Yeah. It's been pretty wonderful.
That's a big departure from about a week ago where you were down. Not just sick, but like down.
Down. I get down sometimes the end of a season, the end of a tour. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You think it's like the adrenaline dump, like after all that work, you're just like, whoa.
I think it's a little bit of that. And it's just like, it's just so much purpose and direction and scheduling and stuff. And like, and then it's like, it's gone.
Right.
So it's a little bit of adjustment for me every season. But, you know, a little extra, because I think this is the last Impractical Jokers tour for years. Like, I think this is, I think this is the last tour, certainly while the show's on the air. So maybe there'll be like something down the line. So that was it, you know. An extra heavy thing, too, just being like, wow, like all this fun on the road with my friends is kind of over for a bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of that going on. I missed a crew. Yeah, it's a lot. But, hey, man, fucking whatever, brah.
Well, I need some tips how to turn it all off and go zen. I'm going departing tomorrow. I'm going to a 9-day cruise. Nine days. I would love to unplug.
Leave me in charge.
I don't know how to unplug. What?
Leave me in charge.
What's that meme with the dog? With the dog surrounded by a blazing inferno?
No, everything's fine.
Everything else would burn. I'd take good care of those dogs, though.
No, I don't mean the dogs.
Yeah, there's like a meme about it. Yeah.
But how do you do it? How do you just unplug? I find it difficult to do to just focus on nothing. But
well, you don't
nothing.
Drink or smoke weed, so right away you're a little behind the line right there. But I would start by shutting off your fucking phone while you're on that cruise. Like, don't interact.
Okay, so I should see if I can get a refund on the internet package, which was exorbitant to say the least. Well, $200 for internet on a fucking cruise.
And it sucks too, usually.
Yeah, it's like pretty horrible, man. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't. I mean, you have family and stuff, so yeah. It's probably good to have.
Okay,
that.
Yeah, you're right. Yes.
Yeah, but I would say if the name Gidim comes up, you just let it go. Yeah.
I can't, though, because I have to know why he's texting me at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then inevitably, it's always just like, there's a bum sleeping on the couch in the hallway. What should I do?
Well, maybe get him. It's on you to not leave him alone. You know what I mean? Like, leave the guy alone.
Who, Walter the bum?
Like, I can't have her up talking to you about fucking the internet. I don't want to get him talking to Walt about anything, about fucking anything. Got to keep my guys going.
I'm going on a little cruise myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Very little. It's on the – what's it called? The
Sea Streak.
Yeah. For some reason. So Edgar has gotten sick recently, and I think he's wanting to do stuff with the family and get together and that kind of shit, you know, without going into too much detail. So one of the things he wants to do is go on the Sea Streak for a dinner cruise. So I'm like, all right, I don't normally fare well in the water anyway. Like on smaller boats, I get seasick pretty easily. But he wants to go, so I'm like, fuck it, I'll get one of those patches, I'll put it on. Then I come to find out there is no real dinner cruise. You have to bring your own food.
Like, which is, that could still work.
Could still work.
Last week we were talking about this, a sea picnic.
Oh, yeah. Like lashing our jet skis together.
So maybe like you transpose that idea on this.
Why, would you be the hit of the cruise, this little mini cruise, if you show up with a KFC bucket right across the street from the general store, you know, a couple buckets underneath your arm?
Yeah, and everybody's like, whoa, he's the man.
And taters and coleslaw, the works.
Could do it. Could do it. Although they're like, they're, you're not allowed to bring a hard cooler. It has to be a soft cooler. And then like last night, there was a Johnson Family text chain that was
bucket,
like,
bro. Didn't there's no bucket law.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, what if you took the idea that he wants to do,
right,
which is go on a boat with his family and like step up and like get a private boat with a dinner and stuff like that. Pick that up for your family.
How much? A lot of effort.
Yeah, I know.
And all of a sudden, Johnson now getting his own fucking personal captain.
Yeah. I'm sure it's just an internet like search, and like suddenly you guys are
laying out thousands.
Yeah.
This is dead.
I was going a little bit cheaper mode with a little KFC bucket. I think it's $15.99 for 3 buckets now.
I think I like your family plan. I like the family plan Walt's talking about.
Yeah. He was talking about $3,000 just for a captain alone.
Yeah.
Not even use of the crew or the.
But think about like the private time with your family, nobody bothering you. You don't have to worry about other families in the way they act.
That's a complete hypocritical statement right there. I'm with my family and nobody's bothering me. How could that happen?
Yeah, I guess.
Because you probably, a lot of strangers will walk up to you and be like, hey man, can I get a piece of that chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Like, see, see, you have a soft cooler and a bucket. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing this weekend. And there was a Johnson Family text chain yesterday that was started by Eric. He was like, well, what if it rains?
Mm. Eric's in town?
Eric just got in town, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I was actually going to – I didn't know that you were setting sail tomorrow. Otherwise, I would have suggested a hasty game night.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Yeah, but
just got here.
Can you guys maybe – hire that fucking private boat with the private captain and maybe rendezvous with me at one of my ports.
Oh, well, yeah.
Do it quick.
That's not shutting off. No. You got to say no.
Quick game night. You're out on the boat anyway.
Yeah. I could just get on a bigger boat. That would actually work for me. Even on the bigger boat last time, this last IJ cruise, I forgot my little patches.
Yeah.
And somebody gave me what's it called?
Acid.
I was tripping my balls off. What's that stuff called? The anti-seasick
Dramamine.
Yeah, Dramamine. And I thought I wasn't going to make it for the rest of the cruise. I was so tired. Mm-hmm. It just made me so tired.
Oh, man, I thought you had a like built up a tolerance to almost all drugs.
So did I. Yeah. I thought I had some kind of constitution.
Now you're a lightweight all of a sudden.
No, you don't do drugs for a couple of years. Next thing you know, you're a fucking pussy. Yeah. I was wondering, do you guys think that – I don't really have a whole lot this week. I didn't do anything except – well, we did go to Whiskey Myers.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How was that? I was thinking about you guys.
Fucking partied on the bus, bro.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
All accesses included, the tour bus.
Fuck, no. That sounds like my type of party.
It was. It was
they offered
good.
Us Dramamine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shots like, off lines.
I'm off that shit.
That looked like a nice crowd, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was awesome, man. These guys really fucking rock. There was no slow songs, baby.
Okay.
It was all fast rocking.
Yeah, like all Southern rocking. I've made it a point to say that I normally do not like to go to see bands I don't know. I like to hear songs that I know. I didn't feel that way about these guys.
Yeah. Sometimes yeah, it was just so driving and so fucking undeniable. You can't stop.
It was really – yeah, I would really recommend anybody to check them out. If you like Southern rock, yeah, definitely check them out.
So who is the aunt in the band?
Jamie, right?
Jamie.
And he is
– Gleaves. He's a bassist.
He's a bassist. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So he probably doesn't have that much power in the band.
Why you say that? Gene's the bassist in Kiss, and man, he's got the fucking iron fist.
I guess, but that seems like the outlier. It seems like, isn't it?
Paul McCartney was the bassist.
Geddy Lee?
Yeah. All right. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. I've always heard that the joke is like, who's that guy hanging around with the band? The bassist. I was insane. Like, maybe he could do like a Tell Him Steve Dave song or something. That'll really get the ants to the concerts. Wow. Like, if they drop a reference in, you know, they don't have to make it about the podcast. But.
Well, he did have a shirt on. He did a TSD shirt on.
Yeah.
He wore it on stage.
Can he get it to the lead singer? Because that's where we start really cooking.
Why is it that the crowd only focuses on the lead singer? I mean, it's not saying anything new.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been going on since Elvis.
Sure.
It's everybody else is faceless except the singer. How come?
I mean, he's front and center, you know, singing his heart out, perform it like out. You know, bass has kind of got to stand there and like, you know, the wild man can go anywhere he wants on stage and go all over. That's what sells posters. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So we went there. We went out to dinner and I couldn't believe that they sell beer. They sell what's called a beer bong. Have you ever seen one of these?
I mean, if it was what it used to be, is it like the tall?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
A tall tube with a little spigot at the end of it.
Yeah, I've heard that they never really clean those things out as good as they're supposed to.
How could you? The thing is like fucking 4 feet long. Like,
yeah,
how could you
get
your arm down in
there?
I've had
people been like, don't get the beer bongs. It's like there's like old beer in the lines and stuff.
Yeah, somebody.
Not that would stop me if I was rolling.
Somebody in our party. Somebody in our party got it. It wasn't me. It wasn't Rupp. It wasn't Walt. It was Getem.
Yeah. For himself,
yeah. 50 ounces of beer. Now, as a beer drinker, does that sound like a lot to you? Because it looked like a lot to us.
It sounds like a lot to me.
Consumed within a half hour.
Holy fuck. Well, how many bottles how many ounces is your average bottle of beer?
12.
12? Okay.
It's four.
It's not
so
too
it's
bad.
Four beers.
Four and a half.
A half hour is a little fast, but I could see somebody.
Well, he had to get to the show.
An hour.
He might have milked it a little bit more if we weren't on a time crunch.
Yeah. Yeah. It's notable, but I don't think outrageous.
Well, I think he also drank that much so he didn't go to DT's on the way to the concert.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Well, then he's still drinking even when he got to the show, right? Because they offered him some beers. You can't say no to free beer.
No. No. Not when you get them.
He was dancing. He was scoping out for groupies, which really was – I'm sorry, at a Whiskey Myers concert seems to be a lost cause.
Really? A lot of dudes? A
lot of dudes. Usually the women appeared to be with dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was – you know, like Walt said, we got on the bus. It was the most groupie-free bus I think I've ever seen.
Well, you've been on my bus.
How many buses have you been on? There's no groupies on there either.
I was gonna say, how many buses have you been on that you could say you're like, oh, wow, this bus had groupies?
Well, I've been on Q's bus. I've been on our South by Southwest
Bruce Campbell's
tour.
Bus.
Bruce Campbell's bus was no groupies.
Yeah, so you've never been on a bus with groupies?
No.
You can't have. Remember years ago, over 10 years ago, Right. We were told you can't. The one rule really is you can't have girls on the bus.
Really?
Yeah. Monster Magnet told us that. Hmm.
Because
no shitting on the bus, and you don't let girls on the bus because you can't get them off the bus.
Really?
And then problems start. Yeah.
Hmm. More groupies, more problems.
Yeah. Yeah, it appears to be the way. But yeah, but get them with scoping it out. Couldn't find any.
Okay.
And they told me, they were like, yeah, it's been a good long time. They're all married or have girlfriends or something. Yeah. That's the thing when you're hanging around with like older guys in a band, it's like all that shit's behind them.
Well, it wouldn't be if it wasn't for social media. Like, if their wives and girlfriends weren't finding out, then, believe me, they'd be rock and roll all the way. Now they could fucking look you up, look up your Instagram, find your fucking girl, direct message her. Forget about it. Social media ruined everything. Everything.
It really did, didn't it?
It ruined this country. It ruined everything. I don't know what it's good for. Except for promoting jokers, I guess.
There you go. I see plenty of that on Instagram.
Sure do.
Cat photos.
Yeah, cat photos. But yeah, I think social media just took the fun out of everything.
Yeah.
Bummer.
What can you do?
Did you see, I know you were very excited to see Oasis announced they're getting back together after 15 years.
I saw a lot of people that were excited
about
it.
Yeah. Way back when, you were calling me gay in a park garage for defending my Oasis CD.
I was, yeah. I was like, what is this shit? Like, did this come with the car?
I had no – oh, I didn't know you were a big Oasis fan.
Yeah, I love Oasis. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just saw Liam in the UK. Like,
is that – oh, no. You know what I was thinking of? So – are they just like Coldplay, just another version of Coldplay?
No, they're not. They're a little bit more street level.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Because they fight with each other. Right?
Yeah. They're from Northern England. They're a little bit. This kind of or when they first started, they were kind of Manchester street guys. Yeah.
Okay.
And anybody I know that knows them says one thing. One of them is a big dickhead, but they're both like they're in touch with their. They never lost touch with those. Those roots.
Okay.
And they, who knows how much, I don't know.
So
them,
you're excited for this upcoming tour? You're going to be there?
I am an Oasis fan. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm not like, I never had posters of them on the wall right now. I have an Oasis tattoo. Like, I don't want to make it, right now there's an Oasis fan out there like, sizing me up. And I'll tell you right now, you win. But I do like them, you know what I mean? I'm excited to see them.
When I was in Scotland, we were doing a panel, and there was a guy with an Oasis shirt, and I made a little remark about it, and you could tell this guy was like, I couldn't have said too much.
Oh, in the UK, it's different. No, it's like a cult over there.
Yeah,
you
would have been collecting my teeth from every corner of the room.
Yeah.
What's their big song?
Wonderwall is probably like their biggest.
Okay. Is Champagne Supernova? Is
Champagne
that
Supernova, Don't Look Back in Anger. Yeah, there's a bunch that you would know if like – you lived through that period in the 90s.
The '90s,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. Yeah, I saw that, and my first thought was you and that CD that I was worried about getting stolen in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody the other day about like all these keys getting stolen, and it reminded me. I'm sure we may have talked about it already, but when Sal had that hoopty piece of shit car that he used to drive down to Jersey, and
put the club on,
and he would put the club on, like in suburban Jersey at a Perkins,
yeah,
but like without fail every time.
The beautiful thing about Sal is like at first he wasn't doing that for effect. Like it was only when his friends started ripping on him that he started doing it for effect. But like at first it was a genuine thing, yeah.
I was wondering, do you think people were too hard on Ray Gunn, the Australian Olympic dancer, the break dancer? Because now I'm reading just recently that her feelings are hurt. She's feeling pretty bad about everybody making fun of her.
I didn't see the what everybody's talking about. I heard it's like really weird, the break dancing moves.
I think it was just very pedestrian, very clunky, not Olympic worthy.
Oh wait, I saw like a gif of it,
right?
Where she was like folded out. I mean, it didn't look like breakdancing moves.
It really didn't. She said she has like a PhD or a doctorate in like cultural awareness or cultural movement.
Well, it's a fucking dance that didn't get started in Brooklyn in the '80s. What the fuck's an Australian?
I don't know. I don't know what she would know about it, but. I did think that, like, if you're going to put yourself out on, like, the – like, I wouldn't go out on the world stage really for any reason.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any skill that's worth being on the world stage.
That's not true.
You don't think so?
Maybe not in the Olympics, but.
Okay. I might go to something else.
Yeah.
But it's not breakdancing. And it's not the Olympics.
No. They've dropped it already, right? They're not doing
it. Yeah, they're not going to do it anymore.
How do they even make it into it? Like, are there other dances that made it to the Olympics?
It was like the ribbon dances. Like, you know, they dance with those ribbons and shit.
Oh, yeah. You,
it's not the same, I know.
Well, it is. It is the same. And I'm just like, even that, I'm just like, how is that an Olympic level sport? Like running around with a ribbon.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's the like the jumping and the form and the
right.
the flips and all that other shit they do.
But they didn't do the tango as an Olympic competition or
no.
the Macarena or no.
I would like to see the Macarena as an Olympic competition.
I would. yeah.
I mean, when there's other sports that are much more worthy that have never been in Olympic sports, I don't see how you can make breakdancing an event. Like if you don't have football in there,
yeah,
which is mind-boggling that you have the most.
Why don't they have football?
I think it's too American, but you know, Canada's been playing football for decades.
Well, isn't basketball like
basketball's a major
American? But isn't that like an American thing?
Right,
like,
but now other countries have. They give America all they can handle, because they've. But that's how other countries get better at American football, though by turning it into an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
I saw one team. I think it was the Chinese team. There was a lady. She's like, yeah, there she is. There's Ray Gunn. She was like 7'8" or something like that. And it's just like all these really little – I mean, they're Asian, so they're petite in nature. And then you got this 7'8" woman who's just like – they're just throwing it to her. And she's just taking the ball and basically like just laying it in.
Okay.
Just like just putting it in
right.
every single time. And it's like, what are you supposed to do? Like as an Olympic team, you're just like, fuck. I'm fucked.
You got to make sure you got to get that ball stolen before they can get that pass into her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you got to focus. I mean, it's your only hope.
The only thing you can do.
Yeah, is try to pressure them so much coming up, once they inbound the ball.
Full court press every time.
Yeah, you just do everything in your power to not let them have an easy lob into her.
All right, now we're watching a regular guy. It says, Ray Gunn ruins fantastic Aussie effort.
That is impressive, though, like the amount of arm strength and wrist strength and coordination.
Sure. Guys spinning on their heads, guys spinning on one hand.
And that appears to be what we're looking at here is a breakdancing competition, which is not the Olympics, right? It's just
– yeah.
That's all right.
Now there's Ray Gunn.
She looks pretty confident in that one photo.
She looks confident in a lot of photos. It's misplaced, I believe.
Yeah.
Now we're looking at a picture of her kicked way back with one foot up and her hands up.
So she's upset that people are kind of dunking on her?
I think so. I think it's run its course for her. I think she's like, all right.
Yeah. I mean, look, it looks weird. And, you know, what do you think was going
to – Okay, here you go. Right. Okay, so now we're watching it. We're watching
it. It doesn't look like breakdancing to me.
No.
I mean, what do I know? I don't have a –
Do you
degree
think
in, it?
In any way, shape, or form she had any inkling the night before she does her act or her performance that it's going to go viral and that the whole world is going to be ridiculing it?
I don't think so.
It's going to fall under the radar. Nobody gives a crap about breakdancing in the Olympics. I just got a free trip to wherever that was, Paris.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go do my act, but I'm not going to win a medal. But I'm sure, certainly not going to be the focus of the entire internet for months.
Right, yeah.
Can't say that.
And also, like, I made it. Like, the Australian government had enough confidence in me to send me to the Olympics to represent them.
Yeah, blame Australia if you don't
it
like
it. It really is Australia's fault. Yeah,
that's the best I got, Aussie. You know, don't blame her.
It just doesn't
You think she's Australia's top breakdancer?
Well, how else did she get the gig?
I don't know.
Was she sent?
I don't know who she knew. Whose niece she might be.
Doing some breakdancing moves. It's not like everything's a fucking disaster.
No, but like when she's like doing her spinning moves on the ground and stuff,
yeah.
it's pretty lame, yeah.
Wow. Well, what are you going to do? She's got no friends. Because a friend would have been like, I don't know, Ray Gunn.
Yeah.
Maybe lose that little fucking kangaroo thing you're doing or whatever the fuck that is. But, you know, what do I know?
Lose the kangaroo thing. That's her signature move in Australia.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. I guess you're right. I don't know.
Yeah, that represents her home country.
Yeah.
Kangaroo step.
I guess. Well, I guess the world is wrong and Ray Gunn's right. You know?
Yep.
Fuck it. Oh, look, man, I made Joker's Wild. I had to live with that.
I didn't mind Joker's
Wild. No, I like Joker's Wild. Yeah. I just say that for the joke.
Yeah, why do you think they just don't want to see the Jokers in different in a different sort of context?
Yeah, I think so. And also, I don't know. You know, we didn't really have the budget or the fucking – they cut our best sketches because they were controversial. In retrospect, you're like, oh, yeah, knowing what was coming down the pike.
They did the right thing.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's probably good that they buried some of them. Yeah.
I had a story if you guys want to talk about it. Somebody on the internet either tweeted me at or emailed me it, but I thought it was interesting. Want to get your guys' thoughts on it, but it's confirmation – that reincarnation exists.
Nice.
So I have four ads today. So do you want me to read a couple ads and get into the story?
A little tease?
Let's do a little – that's teasing what this story is going to be after one of the ads.
All right.
Reincarnation and confirmation that, nice. Like, this is not all there is and that we will be back.
That's got to change.
After this ad.
Incognito mode. We all know about incognito mode on your laptop or your computer.
There's an incognito mode?
Yeah, so they're not like what they're not tracking your history and stuff like that.
Who's they?
I guess who would that be? You know, who would be tracking?
The Beast.
Okay.
Government.
The government.
Oh, please.
Facebook.
You're advertisers.
The government. I was telling Gavin the other day about his love and his affection for the government is fucking sickening.
Is it really? I wasn't aware of this.
Oh, my God. Uncle Sam could shit in his mouth and call it fucking chocolate and get him to be like, best fucking chocolate I ever had, boss.
Oh, no. He's one of them?
Oh, my God. It doesn't matter what fucking regime is in. If the government tells him it's true, hook, line, and sinker, he buys it and fucking – and it's gospel.
Even my mom isn't like that. She's almost 80. Like she was born and bred to believe in the government. Everything they're telling you is true. Even she doesn't feel that way anymore. Get him. My God.
There is no tinfoil in his wardrobe. He believes everything that comes down the pike that the government issues. Any statement, any press release, it's got to be true. They've never lied to me.
It's got to be a safe feeling. You know, the government loves you that much and is always looking out for you and always tells you the truth. What a lovely feeling.
Somebody has to love me.
But the government is like made up of people, and you trust people that much?
If they love me, yes.
But why do you think anybody loves you?
Because
they're looking out for me.
Yeah, they're looking out for me.
Yeah, you and everybody else.
Yeah.
So they just love everybody?
Yeah.
So your opinion of the United States government is they just love everybody.
They only do things for the best interest of the people.
These people.
This is why people don't want them to talk.
Why? Yeah. But this is honest reality. This is honestly what I deal with. He's telling me and I'm telling him. I'm like, dude, they don't give a fuck about you.
Right.
And he is just like giving me all these instances why I'm wrong and why the government does look out for us and everything is in our best interest.
It's like I've never met a person that wasn't on some level like out for themselves. You know what I mean? Like it's like but you think that they are existing and they're working the government.
They transcend that.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's not about a political party. It's not because he's – this was under Trump. This is under Biden. This was under
– No matter who's in charge, they love him.
Yes. If he gets the memo from the government – of what to do or what not to do, you could bet he's fucking following it lock, stock, and barrel.
But didn't they put out like – didn't the government put out like health, you know, like how to eat, how not to drink, how to stay in shape? Doesn't the government put out all sorts of like personal health info that they think that you should be doing that get him does not appear to fucking – he's drinking beer bongs. I don't think that's in fucking the government's like
– I defy you. He's not watching C-SPAN 24/7. He's just getting the most, you know, he's just getting his news and little tidbits on Twitter or something. But he's not – he's talking about the big information.
So if I said – well, I mean, what do you mean? They love you or they don't. So they love you.
Yes.
So I'll just forward you all the health recommendations from the U.S. government and I just expect you'll follow them?
Not necessarily, but I know they're looking out for me. That's why they're putting those out.
All right.
No, that's the big point they're looking out for.
He said one of the, you know, he said that Big Brother was looking out for him during the pandemic by keeping the liquor stores open so that he wouldn't have the fucking shakes and go into a fucking a coma without his beer. And because I was kind of mad that they kept the liquor stores open, and he fucking put his finger right in my face and fucking told me how wrong I was. Yeah. And do you want the hospitals full of all people who need that alcohol every night?
Yeah.
No, I want to know, like, what's going on that all these people need this much alcohol every night? Like,
well, you know why.
I mean, are there that many, like, hardcore alcoholics out there that, like...
Oh, yeah. What?
Really? Yeah. Like, I know there's
why is there a liquor store at every corner of every neighborhood?
You're right. I just thought it was, like, casual drinkers. Like, I don't know really any hardcore drinkers except for Get 'Em. Q sometimes.
I think that there is a major alcohol problem in America. Even people who say they just casually drink, I mean, they need it.
Yeah.
And it would be – yeah, shit would have been 10 times worse, according to Get 'Em, if they had closed all the liquor stores. People would have been losing their fucking mind. You would have been breaking into the liquor stores.
You know, my mom and sister just recently were sure they figured out that you can get this stuff called Prosecco. It's like a champagne or a wine or something off of Instacart. They spent hours figuring it out. That's how badly they didn't want to just go out and get the wine and have it delivered to them.
Wait a minute, during the pandemic?
No, not during the pandemic. This is recently. Yeah.
Wait a minute. They need to spend hours figuring out how to get wine they like instead of just going to a store?
Instead of just going downtown. Just, I don't know why.
Isn't there a liquor store? Like she could spit and hit a liquor store in Highlands?
If they were like, hey, let's take a healthy 10-minute walk.
To get our sangria?
To get our wine, yeah, what's or Prosecco.
Prosecco.
Yeah. Prosecco, yeah, that's their drink.
And you say you don't know anybody besides Get 'Em? Who needs it bad?
Get 'Em and my mother and sister. So far, that's who I got. Yeah, I just can't imagine. I just wouldn't have imagined that the government would be like, hey, we got so many alcoholics out there that if we close down the liquor stores, it's going to be a problem.
Get 'Em, isn't that the case?
Yeah.
That's why they did it, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Some hospitals will actually prescribe alcohol if, like, a patient's going in for surgery and they won't be able to drink while they're, you know, there, so they don't go through, like, DTs.
Wow.
Which can actually kill you.
Yeah. That's a nasty withdrawal from alcohol.
It's impossible, though. Like, for me, I don't know why. I just don't have the makeup to believe the government at this point. It just feels like
they
had their chance.
Yeah.
Right? They had your chance.
I mean, the list of things that they fucked up is pretty extensive.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just white noise now when a politician is talking.
I think so.
Nobody gives really a fuck, do they?
I think people do give a fuck. I think that, you know.
Well, there are definitely two teams.
Yeah.
Each team, if you're not on a team, then you don't give a fuck. But each of those teams really give a fuck about their – candidate.
But then there's people who realize there's only one team. Only one team. And there ain't two teams. It's all the same.
It's all the same shit.
It's all the same shit. Told by a different fucking set of fat lion lips, just telling you.
Yep.
That's all it is.
Yeah, probably.
It may be cynical.
A little bit. But realist. Now.
That's why you need ExpressVPN.
Yeah. If you're looking for all your late night activities are still 100% visible to a ton of third parties, even if you're incognito, unless you use ExpressVPN. Without ExpressVPN, these third parties can still see every website you visit, even in incognito mode. Your ISP, your mobile network provider, the administrator of your Wi-Fi network, which could be your school, your boss, or your parents. I don't need my parents seeing my browser history. ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure encrypted service so third parties can't see your browsing history. It's very easy to use. You fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more so you can stay private on the go. You know,
it's unusual that they would say they would make a point to keep it a secret from your parents. That means that this is – being peddled to a child then?
No.
To hide there? Well, why – what other – I mean, I'm sorry. I don't care what my mom thinks about my internet history.
Right. But like let's say you're a teen boy.
Okay, that's a child.
Well, you know. And you're trying to –
I would think they would have said spouse. Keep your – before your parents.
Well, a lot of kids still live in with their parents through their 20s, you know?
Are they – is their parents are like checking up on their browsing history?
I doubt it.
I can see some parents doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Does your dad I think like helicopter take a look at your internet browsing history?
No, and I definitely don't want to look at his.
Didn't you tell me that you have to clean it up sometimes?
Yeah. He's
all right, get him.
Like father, like son.
Let's not give out any info on your dad.
He's just looking for gals about 50 years older than you're looking at. Gilfs.
Now, his boss got hit by one of those things where it goes – where it copied his contact history.
Yeah.
And then sends out emails like, hey, look at these photos of us from like 20 years ago. And he clicks on the link and it just instantly – like the whole screen just explodes with pop-ups for porno and crap.
Yes. Yeah. Good cover. Nice.
It's what happens.
Yeah. Get him. You got to tell your dad to get ExpressVPN.
You got to get it for your dad, yeah.
Especially because all you have to do is press one button.
Yeah. It'll hide his IP address, making it extremely difficult for third parties to track his online activity. And this is a case. This is a case that he could use ExpressVPN and not have to worry about you coming in and sweeping up his dirtiness.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So
it's always awkward when your son's got to come in and clean up the mess that's on your computer.
I guess, yeah. I was lucky. I never really had that issue.
You'll never have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But there's some out there who are listening right now. Yeah. At some point, their children are going to be like, oh, my God.
I did. Yeah. The girl I was dating in high school, her father got a porn tape stuck in the VCR.
Oh, no.
And he asked for my help getting it out. And I was like, oh, I don't want to be involved in this. What could I do? I had to help the guy. I was fucking his daughter. I had to do something.
Did he ask you not to tell?
Oh, yeah. It was a top secret operation.
That's very
– and it was African-themed, the porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I remember the label had like – I mean, you got to remember, this is the 90s. It had like a cheetah print with a bone on it. You know? And I was like, okay, we're good.
But think how desperate he was. Like, yeah. And he was like, please don't tell the family. Did you keep it? Did you tell the girlfriend?
Yeah, I kept it.
Even from the girl?
Yeah, yeah.
That's solid.
Yeah, yeah.
Solid. At least now you waited 30 years to tell him on a podcast.
He's been dead at least 10 years, so I think it's okay, yeah.
And that's the kind of secrecy you can get from ExpressVPN.
Yeah.
But that is like – that's a man that's at his – on his like, please, you have got to help me get this out before my daughter sees it. Or
he didn't go. He didn't go that deep into it. He was like, I need help getting this out, and then we just didn't mention what the tape was. But it was crazy because like he was kind of like a racist dude, and like it was a surprising choice of porn
to see the genre.
Yeah, to see the genre. Yeah.
Anyway, protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/TESD. That's expressvpn.com/TESD. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/TESD. Now, what do we got next?
I mean, the only other thing he could have done was just he would just have to throw away the VCR.
Throw away the VCR, yeah.
Yeah, and be like, it broke.
Yeah, maybe he rented the tape, though, and he had to get it back to the store.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah, he probably didn't own it.
Yeah.
Then if you – did it get eaten, the ribbon, or did you get it out – were you able to get it out intact?
I don't recall, but I don't recall exactly, but I think we got it out relative – like a little crinkle tape action, but I don't remember.
So it's possible he could have returned it and got a
– oh, he definitely returned it and was like, I don't know. It worked when I gave it back, you know. Yeah.
Must have been my daughter's boyfriend.
That little pervert.
Next one. Our next sponsor needs no introduction. You've seen the ad. You've heard us talk about it a million times. I bet you there's a big part of you, pun intended, that wants to try it. And what are we talking about? Blue Chew. That's right.
Blue
Chew. This isn't your grandpa's blue pill. This is the one, the OG chewable tablet for better sex. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost and in a chewable form. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once they're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door, and that means no visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. You can take them any day or night. so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew wants you to have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Let's see. You could be missing out on the best sex of your life. That's young or old. Mm. You might not need it if you're young, but hey, nothing. A little backup can't hurt you, right? There's nothing sexier than confidence, and Blue Chew can help you give the confidence where it counts. Blue Chew wants the entire country rock hard. They said that's their mission.
I still don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Blue Chew, not everybody needs to be rock hard.
At least I didn't say the whole world, because I know there's some nations that do not deserve fucking boners. They have abused their boners for fucking – since the dawn of fucking time. If there was a just God, he would be like, no boners.
No boners in this country anymore.
I used to turn people to salt, but now
This will not stop until everyone is bricked up like a brick house, till every tent is pitched, till every rod is raised.
It's a brick house.
Wow. Yeah. Discover your options at Blue Chew, and there's a special deal. Blue Chew.
Always a deal.
Yeah, there's always a good deal. Blue Chew free when you use your promo code TESD at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code TESD to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and more important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
And I take that back. If there's any nation that deserves to be rock hard, I think it's America. We fucking – we deserve it. All the good we do.
Yeah.
How fucking
– anytime somebody needs a helping hand, there we are.
Yeah, we deserve fucking –
they love us. We know that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If not us.
Who?
Exactly.
Who?
Definitely. More than deserving.
Walt's story.
So reincarnation, believe it? Any possibility of it? Or do you discount it entirely? Or is there any part of you that
– my philosophy has been for a while now that I don't know what the fuck's going on. I never will know what's going on. If I think it's one thing, it's almost definitely not that. So sure. I'm open to the possibility.
It would be an incredibly comforting – thought to think that, like, hey, we're going to get another shot at this thing called life. If we knew that we were all going to come back as a different person.
Yeah, that's.
But so most people don't even realize it. But there are a few special ones who remember their past lives, and that's what the story is
that's
about.
That's nice.
There's a boy who claims he is a reincarnated Hollywood actor from the 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Oklahoma, and when he was 4 or 5, he began having intense nightmares. He would wake up screaming for his mom and
asking to see the Hollywood Reporter.
Any variety.
And he would
did it do buffo business? What? What are you saying?
He kept telling her, "I used to be somebody else." Now, this would be – because it's either he's telling the truth or the only other option is that, like, he's having some issues, which is scary and kind of like very alarming if you have a child who
– I imagine so.
It would be very upsetting.
It sounds like mental illness if you don't believe in reincarnation.
Yeah. But thankfully, you know, his parents took him to a lot of good doctors, and the doctors – are befuddled by all the facts that he's getting right about this former life.
Mm.
Down to things that, like, he could not fake. About getting beat up by Marilyn Monroe's bodyguards.
Oh, nice.
This is a kid who's
got handsy.
He's 5 years old. Yeah. But he was an actor in the 40s or 50s who died in 1962. His IMDb account, this actor, only has one movie, and it's from like 1930. He remembers dancing with Rita Hayworth.
Oh, fuck, nice.
Like, what fucking 5-year-old even knows who Rita Hayworth is?
Yeah.
Like, if you could have, like, that would just be like, that's it. I'm sold. As soon as he mentions Rita Hayworth, I'd be like.
Yeah.
Unless he grew up in a house where they were, like, obsessed with the golden age of Hollywood and, like, he might have heard it around. Otherwise, sure. I think a lot of people today would be like, who the fuck are you? They were.
His name in his previous life was an actor called Marty Martine. who died in 1964. Now, again, though, this has to be sad, but also it's sad on one hand, but it's also like confirmation that there is reincarnation, so that it is that great aspect of it. But those poor parents, though,
yeah,
like they kind of get robbed now out of raising a child because now they're raising a 60-year-old actor.
What? Is he just the same person in the body or is he just recalling memories?
Like he seems to just only be talking about his past life. You know, that's what everybody wants to talk about. You know, nobody wants to ask him what is.
Can he dance? I mean, get that kid a fucking agent.
I mean, because you can't take him to Disney World because he's kind of be like, I dance with Rita Hayworth. Get shit about Goofy. Right? I mean, it would be very deflating if I was a parent.
I don't know. I mean, is it getting that serious? The kid doesn't like Disney? I don't know.
Bri, you on board yet or – because I have one fact here that just – if you're not on board, this will make you a fucking get on the reincarnation train.
I'm the kind of person that like I'll be watching like a procedural like, you know, a trial or something and like the defense will present their case. I'm like, he didn't do it. Then the prosecution will come and be like, he did it. Oh, yeah. Like I'm swayed by both sides all the time.
Oh, wishy-washy.
You can't get wishy or washier than me.
It's like whatever you're looking at.
I'm trickable.
Easily led.
Yeah. Followers, me.
What's so great about leading anyway?
The court will take a recess. Juror number 12, please do not buy any magic beans while you're out on recess.
But they're so cheap. It's a deal, Your Honor.
I'm going to go steal a pig. That shit's gold from a giant. I don't need – your laws don't apply to me.
You're the government. You're supposed to love me.
Well, if you aren't a believer as of now, wait till you hear this little tidbit. Ryan would often – I didn't want to say the kid's name, but now it's out there. Ryan would often ask his mother for true aid. I want true aid. I want true aid. And nobody knew what he was talking about until somebody stumbled upon it. It was a defunct brand of orange soda that went out of production in the 50s.
Get out of here. Let me spend the money, bunch of money to bring it back. Is there a pandemic coming? I could fucking run into like a brick wall? That sounds fun.
Well, now you don't have to worry about all those pesky liquor laws.
Yeah, you're right.
You can ship that shit anywhere. Yeah. True aid. Brian Quinn's true aid.
Doesn't have the same ring as Russman Horman.
No, it doesn't. Get that.
So, and then there was a documentary about this kid. And to go back to the soda, it was discontinued 50 years before he was born. And then a documentary crew tracked down the actor's daughter and confirmed that her father had a craving for orange soda. And it's not like this guy has a lot of internet footprint.
Sure.
Yeah. There's not a lot
of – study up on him a lot.
Right. I mean, he was in basically one movie, it feels like.
What movie?
Let's see. I have
it. What was his name?
Marty Martin. He transitioned from being an actor to a talent agent, and one of his clients was Glenn Ford. He died from leukemia, and the kid nailed that though too.
Wow. Oh, there's a lot of stories about this kid online.
Yeah. So far, his big movie is Night After Night, 1932. Otherwise, that's the only credit he has on IMDb. The biggest thing about him, like it's not even his career. It's about that there's a 10-year-old kid claiming that he, you know, that's the biggest thing about this guy's career is in 2023, this kid started saying that he was Marty Martin. So what do you do? I mean, if you were the kid's parents,
yeah,
what's your first thought? I mean, do you
Well, the first thing I do is go see his internet search history to see if this kid's been looking up all sorts of Marty Martins.
Hopefully he doesn't have ExpressVPN.
Yeah, and I get to the bottom of it. I don't know. Like, is it a ruining this kid's life? Is he himself with flashes of Marty Martin? Is he claiming he just flat out is Marty Martin?
Is this going to be a problem, though, for him growing up, though? Is other kids going to start making fun of him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
You think so? Because this, to me, would be too spooky. If there was a kid in our class who was like – and he was like, I'm reincarnated from an actor from 1940.
Right.
Like, I don't want to fuck with this kid. This is too weird.
You would definitely steer clear of him. But I think in your quieter moments with friends, you'd be like, hey, how about Marty?
I might. But not too, but yeah, but I would be very leery of some bad mojo. I mean, this guy's got a connection to the afterlife. I don't want to be fucking with him.
Is there any – did they ever address the difference in age?
In terms of?
If this gentleman – if Marty died in 64.
Right.
And this kid was 4 years old in
– 2023.
Oh, I think you're well beyond time and space when you're talking – reincarnation.
Oh, okay.
I would say, yeah. Who knows?
Well, you come back and he dies in 1964. You think in 1965 he's in a new house, model?
I would think so.
Why would you think that? You have no idea how the shit works.
So you just okay.
He was just floating a theory, man.
who the fuck are you?
Jeez, bud.
It's crazy that he's like, well, that's not how it works. Shouldn't he have been in his new body in the 60s?
Yeah.
In high school, my buddy Jay's mom was a psychic. She had like a little booth and stuff. She told me I was JFK reincarnated.
And how is this?
I think I've said this
that
before.
Has not
no,
come
I think
up.
We've said it on the show before. I think it's come up on the show before in passing. Yeah. She claimed I was JFK
that
reincarnated.
That could fuck you up.
It didn't. I don't think I'm JFK. she just said his spirit. I have his spirit.
Did she come on to you? He was a ladies' man.
No, she didn't. That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would have welcomed it. But no, yeah, she told me a few times senior year that.
So it wasn't when you were a little kid. This was something.
This is high school. So,
and do you just laugh that off?
There was part of me that was a little bit like.
Cause that's
nice.
A pretty cool person.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was like, all right.
It's
nice.
Not like, yeah, it's not like you're.
Yeah.
Wilkes Booth.
I don't think I've ever felt like him. You know? I never felt a connection to him in that way.
You know, you've had headaches though, right? Maybe that's
sure. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know.
Wow. JFK sitting right next to us.
Could you believe it?
For all these years.
I know we didn't respect it.
Yeah.
You should wear your hat.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, but what would you do if you're this parent's kids?
Well, I bring him to a psychiatrist.
This kid's parents.
Yeah.
Huh?
I bring him to a psychiatrist.
I think they have. And the psychiatrists are like, it's kind of spooky. Like, he's gotten a lot of shit right.
This kid's spooking me out.
Well, what could you do? Like, I think your options are limited. Like, it's either get the kid on medication or you just live with this weird –
Well, what – I mean, isn't that sad, though, that you put him on medication and he doesn't need it if it's true?
But how does it serve him anyway? Let's say it is true. Like, how does it make this – it's only going to make this kid's life harder.
Or it could make it easier.
In what way?
You know, he's a trained actor. Get into the business.
Well, I didn't do that great. He did one fucking movie. Yeah. Got beat up by Malvin Hill bodyguard for touching her ass in a restaurant or whatever. Doesn't sound like he's that great. It's no JFK, I'll tell you that.
Apparently, he's gotten so many things right.
We're in overkill. This is an overkill episode, eh?
I didn't know if it was overkill territory, but there's also some haters online are saying he also got 97 facts wrong, though.
Oh, well,
97?
That's a lot.
How many did he get right?
Well, he picked a photo out of this old book. He's like, that's me.
Okay.
He didn't remember his name.
How many pictures were on the page?
That to me is strange, though. He kept saying, I'm an actor from the 40s, but he didn't know the name. And then until his parents brought him an old Hollywood book, and he was looking through it, and he goes, that's me, that's me, that's me. And then they looked up the picture, and it was Marty.
What was his name? Martin.
Martin.
Where's Marty Martin buried? I mean, I don't know, man. This sounds like the parents are.
Yeah, like it's like the.
What country?
Like
is
the
this?
Balloon Boy. Remember that Balloon Boy that they sent up?
Oh, yeah.
The Heenies.
I mean, I don't know. There's There's a lot of potential, though, for, you know, some money-making opportunities here, though, too.
Is there?
Oh, yeah.
In what way? People have been running this for the entirety of the human race. Like, where's the money coming in from?
You could get a group of people to believe it. And if you put him up there and he had enough facts and he came off as spooky enough, yeah, you would get people to be like, holy shit, it's true. I mean, you see these large crowds of people who go to like a – what's his name? John Edwards?
Yeah.
Like something like that. And like we all know it's fake.
Yeah.
But there's some people – like they just want to believe so desperately that they let it overtake their common sense.
Does it give you hope, Walt, reading this?
It does. Yeah. Okay. I think it's so obscure of a person to pick. That it almost has to be.
It lends credibility.
Yeah. It's not like he's doing JFK.
Right.
Come on.
He's not coming at you with the big guns.
He's coming out with an obscure actor that no one's ever heard of, was in one movie, and that makes me give pause to, like, this shit. It is very, very possible.
And he started saying this when he – how old is he now? He's 10 now?
He was in 2020, so he's probably, like, 7 right now.
7 now.
Mm. Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, he's going to have like outdated ideas of like society.
Oh, it's half the country. Yeah. I don't want to worry about that. That's covered.
Mom, you can't vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gotten some things wrong. Like he said that his father, Marty
Martin,
his father died when he was a child, but his father actually died only 6 years before Martin died. So he has gotten a few things wrong, but can you give him a break though? I mean, it is kind of like, it's gotta be a little fuzzy. The connection to the past life is gotta be difficult.
That's the question. It's like, how many things did he get right? He got 97 wrong, but if he also got 100 right.
Yeah.
That's not a bad batting average.
I don't know, man. I mean, if you're talking proof of reincarnation, I think you gotta be batting 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need 1,000 to
be used as proof?
True Aid, I would think so. Orange soda? True Aid orange soda.
Yeah, I know, but I still think like what soda he likes isn't as important as when his father died. You know? It's a bigger deal.
But a defunct brand 50 years before he was born, and he's a little kid.
Yeah.
It seems like it's either true or he's getting fed by his parents, one of the two.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, I think it's something like that. I don't know. What do I know?
Yeah.
I literally know nothing.
I think it gives – there's some nice, warm, fuzzy feeling, though, that there is hope out there that, you know, we could be coming back at a certain point.
Can I float a theory by you?
As long as it's not as half-assed as Giddim's was.
It's not. It's a short story I wrote. God, I don't even know if I could still find it. But it was about a guy who found out that we're all of us, every person that ever lived, every person on the planet – is God. And the idea that I had written was God was alone in the universe, right? And went insane. So he created all this world and stuff to give him something to do. And he just lives all these different lives. So it's like me talking to you is essentially you're God, I'm God. We're all the same thing. I just, every time I fucking go through a life, I just purge the memories and then start it over again. So we're all the same person with our memories wiped. Just trying to entertain ourselves in an empty universe.
So we're all like different chapters in the same book.
He's like literally like time and space doesn't mean anything to him. Mm-hmm. He's like, this time I'll be Getem. This time I'll be Brian.
So you, under this storyline, you think that when you leave this room, if you're not in our presence, that we don't exist?
No. He's living out the complete lives. Like he is – the time and space doesn't matter. So he's literally everyone. He's living everybody's lives concurrently.
So you don't believe that like whenever you're doing, if you're not around another person, they don't exist. They only come to life when you are in
the presence. No, not at all. Well, I don't believe anyway. This is a short story.
I know, but in your story, yeah.
Yeah, he was just like literally like every single one of us is the same person, basically with memories purged. And we're all just interacting with ourselves because we just lost our shit being alone in the universe.
What spawned this?
It was a while ago. It was in my late 20s. I came up with it before the fire department. But it was like not just that. It was like – it was every bird, every fucking blade of grass, everything. That's how massive the time scale is with this dude. He's like, I can live every single living thing on this planet, all interacting with each other. And from a distance, it seems like it's society, it's people, it's humanity, but it's really just this fucking one.
But who's the real, who's the,
who's all the, of us. Who,
there's no big one.
There's no big one. We're all it. Like, you live your life, you die.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, and then, because time space doesn't matter, he's like, "Well, now I'll be a king in fucking England." And he, so he's like, "It's just all this history is just all this."
Was this one a horror story or a comedy?
It wasn't a comedy. It was not really a horror, but it was like kind of like
drama.
Yeah, I was just writing it out. I was just kind of doing a thing.
Porno. And,
yeah, he fucked himself for sure because he did. But like, it's just it's an interesting theory. I always thought.
So then, why would he want to deal with people who? Who, like, he didn't get along with then.
Because he is the people that didn't get along. It's just everything. He's everything. Like,
but
he's just nuts, man.
Well, yeah, but, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that makes more sense. He's just nuts.
Then. He just lost it. So he created this planet and just populated it with himself over and over and over and over again. Because the alternative is just floating in black, inky nothingness for all by himself for all eternity.
Yeah, that does sound better than that.
Then yeah. What?
That your version does sound better than floating in black ink.
Yeah.
Nothingness.
So we're all the same person. We're all literally not even kind of the same person. We are the same person having conversations with ourselves just to kill time.
All right. You don't mean like it's all like – it's like just some sort of inbreeding thing.
No. We're literally the same person. Yeah. Okay.
What was that mountain family?
The Whittakers.
Yeah. He's them too. He's every one of them. It's all masturbation. It's all masturbatory because even when you fuck someone, you're just fucking yourself.
There's certain guys you probably wouldn't want to be though, right? Like you wouldn't want to be Hitler. You wouldn't want to be Charles Manson.
Talk to me when you have unlimited time on your fucking hands. You don't think eventually you're going to be like, I don't know, why don't I start a cult? Or why don't I try and kill as many people as I can? Or why don't I be Jack the Ripper? Why don't I be like, literally, there's no repercussions and you're only victims of yourself.
All right.
So it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. By that theory though, what point does he get to where he's like, you know what I want to be? A Gitem.
Again, unlimited time. Unlimited time. Eventually.
I could be a king. I could be
– But he was a king. He was a king right. A billion times over.
What better penance for being Hitler?
But Hitler is not a – if all of Hitler's victims are just himself, there's real no evil. There's nothing. It's all just fucking the guy moving himself.
What was the name of the story?
Oh, I forget. I forget that. And I forget the name of the guy who realized it. I gotta dig it up.
Somebody else finds out about it?
No, he gained, for whatever reason, whatever safeguards that this God puts up to prevent himself from realizing this.
Firewalls in the brain,
right? The VPN. There was a break in it, and he got a glimpse of what it really is, and he was kind of freaked out.
So then everybody's out to get him.
Well, because there's no wrong answers. Like, there's nothing you do is right or wrong because there's nothing really
that's
matters.
Anarchy, though, then.
That's what? What'd you say?
Anarchy.
Oh, anarchy.
Sure. Sure.
So they would want to silence him.
It doesn't make a difference at all. They don't care whether they silence him or not. Who cares? Who's going to believe him?
Much like this kid Ryan in Colorado.
No fucking now. Look at that. So, what's more real?
And you don't even have true AIDS to fall back on in your story.
Well, in my story, the guy was also the guy that created True Aid and every single person that drank True Aid.
Okay.
You know, it's everything. He's everything. He's the bees. He's everything. That's how bored this motherfucking guy is. Let me come back as a fucking platypus.
Yeah, you do have to.
Oh, even comes back as the animal.
Everything. Every form of life.
Nobody would choose to come back as certain animals, though. You know, like those fucking mollusks or those worms that eat shit. No one's going to be like, well, you know what? I was fucking.
I'm bored.
I was Tom Jones in this last life. Now I'm going to come back and eat shit as a slug.
Yeah.
No. Why not that bored?
Yeah, but everybody that Tom Jones is fucking and is cheering with is just you. There is no good or
Tom
bad.
Tom Jones is hot.
Yeah, sure, but you're Tom Jones. You're also the girl that's throwing your panties at him. You're the guy who made the panties. You're the guy backstage running the spotlight. You're everybody. That'd be cool.
That would be
cool. To find out that you and I are literally, Walter, the same person. The same person.
It would be cool, yes. But there would also be like the realization that also that other motherfucker out there that you're like, oh, God. I'm also him too.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
You got another ad?
I got two more, unfortunately. Yeah. Let me read this.
Hey guys.
Prize Picks. How to play. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, unlike other apps. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just more like you against the numbers. And all you have to do is pick more or less on a 2-6 player stat projection and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community. So, Walt, you're probably going to know this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think Tyreek Hill will get more than 90.5 yards in week one?
I absolutely do.
Aaron Jones run for more than 66.5 yards?
No.
No? Ooh, okay. No. Cook up hot takes with your friends and win real money this football season when you and your crew run your games on Prize Picks.
Wait a minute. Am I going to be responsible for that if people lose money?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, you might be held accountable.
I sue the guys for that crypto stuff.
I really don't know anything about Tyreek Hill or Aaron Jones. Okay. Don't hold me responsible if you lose, a mortgage payment.
Right. Walt's pick's not applicable. Preseason football is underway, but you can also pick more or less on the 2024 season stats on Prize Picks. Will Patrick Mahomes throw for more or less than 4,300 yards?
I think more.
More, you think?
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to commit? Last time you bailed.
I know. It's so tempting because he is the be-all, end-all. He's the greatest quarterback. I mean, it pains me to say it, but he is better than Tom Brady.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
I think he – yeah. When it's all said and done, he is going to be he will stand alone at the top of the quarterback mountain. Tom Brady will be right there next, like a little bit notch below. But
he's not there yet.
He's well on his way, man. There is no stopping this guy. It feels like he is on a collision course with history.
But he's not there yet.
He's not there yet.
And part of the thing that Brady possessed is that – focus and dedication. This guy might still falter. He might not have it.
Yeah, there's always a chance.
Caught in a hotel room in Vegas. You know what I mean? You don't know.
Yeah, you really don't hear much about his dancing brother anymore.
Yeah, he kind of quieted that shit down.
Yo, asshole. You hear what Walt's saying about me? You're going to fuck this up.
Yeah, but I've never seen anything like that, especially right out of the gate. It's like this guy was amazing day one. Tom Brady became Tom Brady probably only – I mean, he won Super Bowls, but he wasn't a dominant quarterback until at least 5 years it took him. This guy's just
– he's just right out of the gate.
Yeah, he's nuts. It's like mental how good he is.
Wow, nice.
I just wish that like he was on the Lions or like a team I liked. It's fucking sucks that when you have a generational quarterback and it's never on the team I like.
Sorry, bud.
Yeah, it sucks. Bums me out.
Still time.
Yeah, for me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think my time is dwindling.
Well, if that is, well, everybody's time is dwindling.
Clock is ticking for me to see my team win a Super Bowl.
Make a $10 deposit and receive an instant $10 bonus. If you have the skills, you can play for a shot at turning your $10 into $1,000. So download the Prize Picks app today and use the code LOPS. That's LOPS. For a first deposit match up to $100, that's code LOPS, LOPS, on Prize Picks. For a deposit match up to $100, Prize Picks, run your game.
And picks, then just, picks, 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 remember that?
Yeah. PIX, picks, 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 yeah. That's a super local reference, man.
Yeah, no, he knows what we're talking about.
It was the station WPIX in New York, tri-state area, I guess. And which PIX is still around, but they used to have this thing where you could call in at certain hours and there were games.
Like right after school.
Yeah. And there was one game that the more you said the word picks, right? It was like picks, 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 picks,
like
picks, picks.
Shooting spaceships.
Yeah.
If the ship went into the circle in the middle of the screen, if you said picks, it would blow up and you could win prizes.
So you'd be there on your phone going, picks, 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 picks. Yeah. Wow, man. It's got to be video.
It's
got to
be
that
on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, absolutely. Look up, see if there's YouTube. It's PIX.
While you're doing that, get them. I'm going to read our last ad, which I know Q loves. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel them up with Factors. No prep, no mess meals.
Yeah. I had a Factor yesterday.
Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals. with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor Fresh's never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have the time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? 35 different meals with more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. Crush your wellness goals this month with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients you can trust. Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Kitchen time is a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximum protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced. So be like Q. Head to factormeals.com/TESD and use code TESD50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code TESD50 at factormeals.com/TESD50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
That's it.
Yep. So right now we're watching the old picks game that was on Channel 11 after school.
You had to say, this is the one I remember, like firing. Wow.
Video games have come a long way.
Long way.
They really
I don't know if
have.
They're more
this
fun,
like
though.
Shit. What year do you think? This like early 80s?
No,
mid 80s?
Yeah, you're probably 80s.
It had to be 80s. 80s, yeah. For me, anyway. Picks.
Yeah, that's what I remember from that is the picks. Some people saying as fast as they can.
Yeah. Okay, Steve. Yeah, and you could watch people play. You turn on the channel and watch people play. Yeah, I guess it was like live streaming before live streaming was a thing. Look at this.
That's right. It is Cougar.
Congratulations.
Cougar.
Wow. Well, that's fun. What a job. What a gig, huh?
It sounds like he's talking over CB.
It does, yeah.
The Marvel Man.
I don't know what that was. The Marvel Man.
Well, there's Spider-Man.
Oh, so it must have been the block of those old 60s cartoons.
Yeah.
The Hulk, Captain America, Thor. Those are very limited
awesome
animations.
Were you when you went home from school when you were a kid? Were you a go home and watch TV kid, or were you a go outside ride your bike?
Probably go outside a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably go outside. Although I did remember liking MTV quite a bit when they played music videos. Because remember back then, like there was it was real no access to the like you had to wait for songs to come on the radio, wait for songs to come on MTV and stuff like that. So it was fun to have them. It was different back then.
Yeah.
You know, like that was your only access to it. So I remember MTV being cool, but I liked being outside. But the winter was different. Like, fuck
oh,
that.
Right.
Yeah. What about you?
I was outdoorsy, light a bike riding, basketball playing, that
right,
kind
yeah.
of stuff. Yeah. Unless, like, it was a good stretch on the 4:30 movie that week, you know, if it was like Monster Week or something like that, then I would stay in, and also winter. Fuck it. I hated going outside in the winter.
The monster movies, the Godzilla and stuff like that, because we would go see my grandparents every weekend. Every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, was spent at my grandparents. So we would put on Channel 11 and watch like the Godzilla movies and stuff like that. And you know, because you weren't home, you didn't have all your toys and shit like that. You were with your cousins. So that's how I got into all that stuff. But it was the best, man. Different now.
Yeah. It's all different.
Different. We're dinosaurs. Picks. Oh, man.
Got anything else, Walt?
Basically, I'm on vacation. You know, I really.
Oh, next week.
No, nice. I started my vacation yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, you're here working.
I know. Yeah. I forgot that
working
we're
working vacation. Oh, did you?
Yeah. That's the one I remember.
Okay. Yeah, I see that one too. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know there's some level of a Broadway show on the ship.
Oh, nice. Do you know which one?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a Broadway adaptation of Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, really? That'll be fun.
How fucking cool is
that? Yeah, that'll be fun.
We lucked out because sometimes we've seen some shows on the ship that you're kind of like, No interest. But this one really.
Trust me, I've been on IJ cruises. I know what you're talking about.
Well, this one too. It's like, you know, they're putting the cast members like in the nightclub scenes. Mm-hmm. They're not putting ugly cast members in those fucking 70s scenes in those 70s dresses. So that sounds like a fun watch for the middle of the ocean.
I might see that multiple times if it's good. But I'm looking forward to that. I mean, we're not going anywhere exotic. I mean, we're going to Boston, New Hampshire, Nova Scotia.
Beautiful.
But it's not that tropical kind of like island.
You're not going on a beach either way, so who cares?
But I did go on a beach.
Yeah?
Yeah, when on my other cruises. I suffered
for crab apple poisoning.
Yeah, I got the apple poisoning. And but
– Well, this sounds like great – I mean, Boston's a great fucking town.
Yeah, I've been to Boston. It's nice.
Yeah. Cool. You got to go to Cheers? Check it out.
I went to Cheers at another location in New Jersey down in Wildwood.
Yeah.
Or what's that called down there? All the way down there? Cape May.
Cape May.
There's a Cheers bar. It's called Cheers. It doesn't look anything like Cheers.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how they get away with calling it Cheers, but.
Just paying for the rights to call it Cheers. Well, the one in Boston, like the top level, the original restaurant doesn't look anything like it. They put a recreation in the basement. But so now you go down the stairs and you go into Cheers.
But you can't eat there or drink there.
No, I think you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It depends. So it depends how close it is to port because I get off the boat and then I can only go to a certain area. I don't know if I'd get an Uber for the Cheers bar.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
All right. Well, there's more to do in Boston than just the Cheers bar.
Yeah, they have a good aquarium. I don't know if you're into aquariums.
Yeah, I would go see an aquarium. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Nova Scotia's a tough one.
It's Canada.
Yeah. What are you going to do up there? What do they have up there?
I think it's a lot of wildlife.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Who's going on the cruise?
Just me and my wife.
Oh, wow. Oh, I thought the Fives would be involved.
No, just me and my wife.
What happened?
She's hoping to see a whale.
Was it ever discussed?
That they would go?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, wow. Is everything all right?
I don't think so. Yeah, everything's perfect. Mm. They got a dog. They can't get away now.
Right.
But, yeah, this cruise was – it's been years in the making because I've had to cancel one time. And so there's been a lot of like things that have blockades in the way of getting on this cruise finished.
Nice.
So hopefully this one goes off without a hitch.
All right,
so I have that nagging feeling that we're not going to make it through the 9 days.
Why?
I got this premonition.
Really?
In a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way. Like that we're going to have to get off the boat and get a rent a car and come home. I don't know why, but I just got this feeling.
Huh. Well, hopefully that doesn't happen.
But boy, every day it gets closer. I got this feeling that it's like we're not going to see the 9 days on the boat. We're going to come home early. Hopefully it doesn't happen though.
Hmm. Huh? Yeah, man. What a bummer. Don't bring that up.
No, I'm not going to mention it.
Keep that on the down low. Wow, 9 days.
Nine days. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have excursions planned, like for Nova Scotia?
Oh, yeah, we got all the excursions. Well, my wife did all the excursions. I don't know anything about them until
you just tag
the
along.
Night before, and she tells me what we're doing.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, it'll be cool. It'll be fun. It'll be nice to just unplug, Q-style, aggressively unplug.
Aggressively unplug, man. Yeah. That's the way you got to do it. Yeah, so next week, they'll either be the Space Monkeys or nothing.
One of the two.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Yeah.
I guess so, man. Have fun on the trip, man. That's pretty cool.
Bon voyage. Tell him, Steve Dave.